Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. And I know it's been like mostly a month and a half or around there, but a lot has been going on with my life and I just needed a reset. So we're resetting and we're back here in May, which in May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we're going to talk a lot about mental health so far. But the first thing that I really do want to like talk about is I was hearing Amber Chamberlain's podcast episode for Pressures of Overachieving Things, and I desperately wanted to just record a podcast episode due to that topic. Mainly is like everything that we have for like overachieving starts when you can say in our kid area, like toddler sometimes, when you start like school, kindergarten, because we're planted to like overachieve in everything. We have to have the certain amount of grades. We have to do the certain amount of things to make something happen since we were little. We were taught to be smarter than what we are. And yeah, like since I was little, I would always be on top of things. I wouldn't get the best grades, but I did appreciate that I had parents that would be like, try your best, don't force yourself. But I feel bad for like other kids that were very pressured into overachieving on what they could achieve. And yeah, it's like it, like I said, like it changes us when we are older, but I still do implant like my overachieving habits into my adult life. And mostly because I would get angry if I either left homework at home, I felt like I was a failure, or I forgot something for a school project, I would literally beat myself down because we was all like during our age, we was projected to overachieve on our goals, on a task that we were given. And during like my adult years, I felt like it was like very much in a way kind of toxic in our childhood because we're kids. Yes, you want to teach us how to achieve our goals. But being in that type of pressure is a lot to deal with, especially at a young age. And I see kids nowadays, like we was taught not to say your emotions, stick to what you have to do. Don't pay attention to that. Your goal is your main thing to do. Now, kids that are in this era literally have mental breakdowns and all of this and are open to more. So that's one kicker of this era because we can allow ourselves to open up to the pressures that we had, especially for minute for like people from the 90s, 2000s. We didn't have that pleasure. We were just like going along with the emotions and keep going. Just keep fucking going. But now we can release those things and emotions because nowadays is okay. We talk about mental health even more nowadays, which back then wasn't really a thing for us. Mental health was non-existent. It was probably in the medical field, but nationwide and talked about and spoken about and acknowledged, it wasn't that much of a thing. But yeah, for like the overachieving, I think can develop in a bad way, in a good way. Because now that I literally in my adulthood, I was given tasks a lot and I was literally pressuring myself to do everything I can to achieve this deadline, even though I am dying from hunger or exhausted to the max. And I would beat myself up because I would go on this rampage of working and working and working day and night 24/7 that I literally made myself drain of energy. I was too exhausted. I would stop for months from doing anything, and I would go back and work and do it all over again. I would be drained, and I just wanted to overachieve because of my habits I had since I was a kid. And that made me realize that my health is way more important than me trying to overdo my overachievements. I still have time to achieve these things, but I won't be able to achieve anything if I'm draining myself to the point that I'm not motivated for months. I'm not, you know, I'm in bed mostly all the time when I'm off. Instead, I could be going outside or finishing things. So I kind of developed a little bit of a change of habits due to those pressures of overachieving, and like set myself for a time frame. Literally, I would work for 3 to 4 hours and then have the rest of the day to either cook a meal for the week or watch a movie or go out with friends. Because I was stuck in that habit, and I had to pull myself out. Yeah, it took me a while to get it like straight away, but it actually has been working, and I hope it's working. You know, because sometimes we do break habits, but we have to think to ourselves: is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? You draining yourself overnight, staying until 5 o'clock in the morning, your health would literally be shit. It would be fucking shit, and that's a straight fact. It would be shit, and you won't be motivated for months. And that was me, not the last month, not the month I was away. It was mostly the beginning of the year, basically. I literally drained myself working 24/7 on different projects that are coming up. And I was so exhausted. I literally took 2 to 3 months off from everything. Social media, even the podcast and everything, I took months off. It was so draining. My body felt so heavy. And I started reading a book. It was called Old Habits. Don't remember the author, but it was stating different old habits that we develop as kids due to the elderly planting it on us because of their parents planting it on them. And it really made me think, like, it tells you to like write down certain things. What were your old habits that your parents put you on or since taught you when you were little? And that's when I started realizing our parents wants to overachieve because that's what their parents wanted for them. And it's kind of like a cycle, because when your parents plant this on you and it's too much for you, we plan in our head that we want to become better than our parents. And it's just a repeating cycle, because our parents want to become better than their parents, and we want to become better than our parents. And it goes down the line of your whole entire family line tree. So, yeah. And I kind of like understood their part of like the adulthood, that they wanted us to become better than them because of the changing of, you know, time and education and everything. That's understandable. But planning to be overachieving, I think as adults, we have to teach our future kids that it's okay. You don't need to beat yourself up. It's okay if you have a B or C, try a little bit more. If you get an F, study a little bit more. Do you need a tutor? Do you need help? Don't stress yourself, because once you stress a kid out, it's overwhelming. It sticks with them, which develops mostly mental health. And like the school system, they need to realize they're just kids. Yes, we need to teach them certain things to live in normal adult life, to know certain things about things that they're going to go in for jobs and training. I get it. That's understandable. That's why we have school. But the pressure of a school have to have kids overachieve something, the pressure of it, I don't think it should be acceptable. Because it's a lot to take in. It's really a lot to take in. The multiple of homework, studies, and everything. A kid really doesn't have a life. And that creates either depression, anxiety, social anxiety, different types of mental health that is like, why? For what? Yes, so now we're back. Had to take a little break because I really was sneezing. My allergies has been fucking killing me this spring. I don't know what's with the pollen or the fucking air. I am dying from allergies so bad. Like, me and Mel have been so horribly bad. Sneezing 24/7, coughing, itchiness. Any flower that's near me, I am fucking sneezing my ass off. And I take Benadryl, which it does help with the itchiness and stuff. But this allergy season, horrible. Horrible. Rest in peace to my fucking nose. But, yeah. On the other hand, I did forget, we have Mother's Day coming. And I did not realize it was like, I knew it was Mother's Day for this month, but I wasn't sure if it was like in the middle, beginning, or end. I completely forget the time zones of time frames of everything. So I looked on my phone and I saw that it was coming up on next Sunday, I believe. I think it was, yeah, next Sunday, either Saturday or Sunday, either or. But I saw that and I was like, oh, so I probably, for my mom, will go to her house and just like do something little cute something and give her something, because it is also her birthday month, so she wants double the gifts. We only could afford one, so that's all she's getting. But yeah, we should appreciate our moms, even though some of our moms give us hell and trauma, but still our mom, so we should celebrate. And also women. That's all I have to tell you. Women are the most fucking powerfulest human beings in this fucking planet. And I'm gonna say it again. We are fucking powerful. We create human life. We go through pain that no other person would ever fucking understand. And especially back in the day, we weren't allowed to do certain things because we were women. And according to what I was hearing from history, basically, we were just called baby makers. Like, we were nothing. So, women, we can handle shit. We are special motherfucking beings. We are literally the most amazing thing that ever been created into this human life. Into this world, universe, galaxy, whatever you want to. And, yeah. Celebrate motherfucking women. Because we juggle a lot of shit. A lot of fucking shit. And we deserve to be cherished and praised because we handle shit. We have to deal with women who has husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, kids, family members, jobs, and everything around it. Also with the birth and going through pregnancy, body changing due to labor, and parenting a whole other fucking being that is going to be part of the fucking society. We have a lot of things. Yeah, the part of raising a child is a united front for some certain people, but We fucking do it ourselves. Even if we're fucking sick, we're there to handle our shit. So, yeah. Even though it's Mother's Day, we need to fucking celebrate women every fucking day. And that's a fucking fact. That is just a fact. You guys are, the men, you're great also. You do your best. You try your best. You do help us out. But women, that's all I gotta say with women. But yeah, back to the topic of the overachievement. Yeah, so the overachievement can develop into anxiety and different mental health since we were kids, because we are programmed to literally overachieve on every goal that we have. And we do beat ourselves up if we do not do it. Sometimes you get lazy, and I would get lazy for a day. And the next day, I'm like beating myself up because I should have done this shit yesterday. Now my achievement, my to-do list is twice as much as when I literally had it yesterday. So if I did the shit that I did yesterday, it's a running fucking cycle in my mind. And if someone had a little scope in my mind, you will see the whole motherfucking mess. How much I beat myself up because I just got lazy one day and wanted to just chill and relax. But that was me overdraining myself because I was working day and night 24/7. I would wake up at 4 to go to work until 2:45, get home by 3:30, start working and doing some projects for social media and stuff like that and emails. So by 12 or 1, I'm going back to sleep to be waking up in 3 hours. And it was a running fucking cycle. It was a fucking cycle. It was draining. I was just a whole fucking mess. Until, like I said, I read this book and everything. And yeah, the habits have been changing a lot. I've been putting myself first for the fucking first time ever in my life. And I do believe everyone should do that. Be a little bit selfish with yourself. Yeah, it's work, yeah, it's income. But without your mental health and your whole body being in a healthy state, how are you going to ever achieve anything? You will always be sick. You'll always be tired. You'll always be less motivated. The most healthiest state you ever been, the more you get done, but in a smarter, healthier way. And yeah, there's a quote, basically, work smarter, not harder. And I fucking stand behind it. Because we have to figure out ways to make our life more easier than harder. Because when you do everything harder, your body takes a toll on it. And in time, it will show. Some people look older. Some people have bags and bags under their eyes due to this. But guess what? You should work smarter. The overachievements, the pressure of it, you should have worked on yourself. And I do believe everyone should work themselves, because every trauma that we have since we were a kid sticks with us. And we should work on it as adults. Because it would go and bleed into your future kids. I believe parents reflect on their trauma on their kids. If I'm wrong, you can tell me. But this is how I feel. Parents put their trauma on their kid. And they would want their kids to be better. So whatever trauma they have, they put it on their kid so they can become a better person. A better this, better than me. And that really makes the child a little bit with anxiety, ADHD, OC, whatever you want to call it, different mental health. It can become one of those. And I don't want that for my child. I don't. So I'd rather work on myself now before I even have a family. Because I want to have healthy habits for my child. And that's my main goal. If I ever have a family, a child, I want to implant healthy habits for him or herself. And make it a safe place for them to be vulnerable with me as their parent. Because as a parent, I'm not even a parent, and these are what I believe it should be. As a parent, you're supposed to be your child's safe space, safe home, of not judging them. Because you gave birth to this child, this soul. You gave birth to this person. Why would you, in turn, try to, not like hurt, but like, kind of mentally abuse your child since little? Why would you try to do that to a small child? You're growing up, helping grow up to become someone in society. Why would you do that? It's not healthy. So my plan is, work on myself to become a better person and have healthy habits to raise a child, a healthy, safe environment. That is my main goal for life. And since I was like 18, I would hear a lot of people say 25. 25 is where everything in your whole entire life makes sense. 25 is when everything just fucking clicks. When everything is open. And I would be like, yeah, fuck it, whatever, you're right. I was 18 at the time. I would just dismiss it. Like, yeah, okay, whatever. 25 came, everything just fucking clicked. Everything was making sense. Everything I wanted just came about. Like, everything was open to me. And but I mean open, like, experiences that I had when I was in high school click, like, that was toxic, these are bad people, this school was horrible. But during the time I was living life, like, oh, this is life, wow, I have to go through this. But 25 was my fucking childhood in school. Let's say, like, high school wise was a piece of fucking shit. It was the most toxic environment of my motherfucking life. Literally. And I always think to myself, how the fuck did I survive this shit? Like, how did I fucking survive high school? It was the worst of the fucking worst. And I was fine with it. In my childhood years, things that other people have done to me, I literally would let it slide. But once I turned 25, everything just clicked to me. Like, these people weren't the best people. And I mentally, in my head, during the time, I would be like, nah, they're probably going through something. Oh, I just let it slide and still friends with them. But they were really manipulated, toxic people. And it was changing my mental health into a horrible fucking state. And when I say horrible mental state, I mean horrible. I felt empty, numb. Literally, disappointment was always on my mind. Made new friends, I already would disappoint myself in my head with a friend I literally just met. And that's because high school experience made me that way. And that's why when I was 25, I literally made a list of these habits and these experiences and trauma I had when I was younger. And started making a list. And it was a long fucking list, but that's when I said, 25, I need to become a better me. Overachievement, my mental health, my emotional health, any type, I need to work on myself. And yeah, you're probably 18 now and you're like, yeah, that's bullshit. I was the same way until I hit 25. Literally, once you hit 25, everything you were ever, not like ever questioned, because there's still a lot of other questions, but everything you were questioning when you were younger will just click in your head. So fucking easy. And you don't fucking even know. Literally, you would not fucking know. But yeah, like 25, I just started making myself a little bit more stable, changing my habits into healthy habits, overachieving, like, I get it, you want to succeed and have success in something, but I rather have my mental health and my physical health, emotionally health, better, and then achieve my goals. And to be honest, it's been working perfectly fine, because I have achieved a lot of things. Like, a lot of fucking things within just this over a year. And it's, like, I did achieve a couple of things, but with the mental habit that I had, it wasn't as much as right now. I learned myself with boundaries, mental health, journaling is one thing. A lot of things with self-care. A lot of people do therapy. Go ahead, do therapy. But you need to work on your mental health starting with your own childhood. When you start with the root, everything should be a breeze. So yeah, guys, I'm just gonna end the episode here. It was kind of fun, like, venting a little bit by myself. Mel and Carla would come back, and Andrew would come back soon. But I do like doing these, like, therapy type of podcast things, because it really releases a lot of, you know, thoughts and emotions, and it could be a little bit more relatable to whoever, you know, listens to these. I do want to acknowledge, like, self-care. Self-care is way fucking important in our health. And don't be feeling guilty if you broke up a fucking meeting, cancel some shit, whatever you want to do to just be at home. Take care of yourself. Have some me time. Having me time is the most important thing you could ever done in your mental health. And you should. It's your fucking body. But, yeah. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And I will see you every Wednesday. Promise, every fucking Wednesday, I will be here at 11 p.m. You can catch me on Instagram at royaljules2__. And you can also go on my YouTube channels. I have two of them. One is Cat's World. I literally just created this channel. And it's like mini silent vlogs and stuff that I would do, but just with my name. And also Royal Jules on YouTube. Royal Jules has been a long time, like, channel, but I haven't, like, literally made a video with that name in a minute. Probably, like, sponsors or partnerships I did, but mostly I'm more into my cat world, because I want people to see my authentic self even more with my name. So you can catch me on there. You can DM me any questions. If you guys want to become a guest on the podcast, literally you can email us at royalcast podcast@gmail.com. With that, I want more other people, different opinions and perspective, to be on this channel with experiences and opinions. Anything is open into this channel. So if you guys want to be a guest, just email us at royalcastpodcast@gmail.com. And I catch you guys next Wednesday at 11. Deuces!